بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Continuing with our last stanza of this particular chapter, chapter 1, which is all about the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the stanza, Allama Busayri rahimullah is mentioning about the suspicion with regards to the advice given by the elders. But to get into it, we have to just understand the previous stanza, and that was mahadtani nusha lakin lastu asma'uhu. You have sincerely advised me, but I did not heed it. Innal muhibba anil udhali fi samami. For verily, a lover is deaf to those who advise him. Love is blind, as we said to you. It's also deafening, as comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the stanza, ya innittahamtu nasiha shaybi fi adli. I regarded with suspicion the advice of the elders in reproaching me. Wa shaybu ab'adu fi nushi anittuhami. Wa shaybu, wisdom in the advice of the elders, is above suspicion. إِنِّ اتَّهَمْتُ نَصِيحَ الشَّيْبِ. Surely I regarded suspicious, or I regarded with suspicion, the advice of the elders فِي عَدَلِي. That means in this advice to me, which the elders have conveyed, I treated them as suspect. وَالشَّيْبُ أَبْعَدُ فِي نُصْحِي. And these elders who have advised me with this well-wishing, remember we explained to Nasiha, it's not just advice, it's well-wishing. Wisdom in the advice of elders is above suspicion. So how do I come to this conclusion? How do I understand this stanza? Allama Busayri rahimullah is saying that see, these people who have advised me, they are well wishers. I considered them suspicious, suspect. Whereas these people, it's far beyond intelligence to be treated with suspect or suspicion. وَالشَّيْبُ أَبْعَدُ فِي نُسْحِ عَنِ التُّهَمِ. Wisdom in the advice of the elders is above suspicion. So the conclusion he's making here in the explanation of the stanza is this much, that if I regarded such well-wishers to be suspect, to be suspects, then nothing really is going to get me to my senses. Nobody is really going to bring me to that point of realization. It's just this much. My love is so deep with regards to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They've warned me. It is true what they are telling me. Such senior, sincere members of the community have come to me and have advised me well-wishing advice, but still I haven't heeded these advice. So of course, this is really something to say that nothing is going to make me come to the senses and to my realization. Leave me to be. So in this stanza, let's go into it. If you see, ittahama, what does this mean? This means to regard with suspicion. It also means to slander. Nasih, that we did last week. well-wishing advice, ad-dinun nasiha. A shayb, this is an elderly person. So this is emphasizing. We could have put, or Allama Busayri rahimahullah could have said nasihahu with a pronoun. His advice, because in the previous stanzas we already spoken about the elders. So you could have put that, but because he brought a shayb, this is telling, or it is emphasizing the point that these people are not no ordinary people. In this discussion here, so if you go fi adli, actually fi adli is supposed to be fi adli, but because for the to continue this flow of the stanza, fi adli, fi adli. And if you just do the next portion of this very same stanza, stanza number 12, وَالشَّيْبُ أَبْعَدُ فِي نُسْحِ عَنِ التُّهَمِ. Wisdom, elderly, seniority, this is far beyond to hold with suspicion, to consider the advice with suspicion. In this discussion here, we bring to you the importance of senior people. If you turn to the verse of the Quran Sharif, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. This is in Surah Fatir, وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ, verse number 37. In this particular verse, النَّذِيرُ means a warner. If you take it loosely to translate النَّذِيرُ, it means a warner. But if you've seen Tafsir Ibn Kathir, Ruwiya an Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu wa Ikrima wa Abi Ja'far al-Baqir wa Qatada wa Sufyan ibn Uyayna, they've all mentioned annahum qalu ya'ni ash-shayb wa ja'akum an-nadhir, an-nadhir, this way we're speaking about the warner, yani ashayb. It means the elderly people of the community. This is verse number 37, Surah Fatir, and you'll find it there. Waja'akumun nadir. Admonition. Admonition and nadir. So in this particular verse here, the warner is referring to someone who is senior. And when you go into it deeper, it is said by Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu, you know, his understanding of the Quran Sharif was not ordinary. Together with Ra'isul Mufassirin, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, who is these people, an-nadhir? The age whereupon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked his sinning servants to be aware is that of 60 years. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, according to one narration, has given it to be as 40 years. In another narration, also 60. He has said that this is the age when the argument and warrant of Allah Azza wa Jal stands served conclusively on a person who makes mistakes, who then is left with no room for making excuses. The signs has come upon you, the elder, senior, seniority, and still you haven't taken heed. If you see from the presentation, which we just discussed now, there's no contradiction in the narrations, pointing to you that the age 17, 18, and 60, if you take these three ages, a person at the age of 17, 18, he is able to distinguish between true and false. Therefore, this is closer, if you see age 15, and nowadays, even before that, the youth are becoming matured baligh. when you take the benchmark of 15 as your age of puberty, and then you take the age of 60, it's such a long period of time. Should one still fail to recognize the truth from that age of 15 to the age of 60, then there remains no room for making any more excuses. Against such a person, the argument of Allah stands firmly established. May Allah subhanahu wa Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, أَعْمَارُ أُمَّتِي مَا بَيْنَ السِّتِّينَ إِلَى السَّبْعِينَ وَأَقَلُّهُمْ مَنْ يَجُوزُ ذَلِكَ. Narration of Tirmidhi. The ages of my ummah will be in between 60 and 70. Generally, you get those who go beyond. But generally, ages 60 to 70. And there will be a few who will even exceed that. So we mentioned to you, my grandfather, over 100 years. His daughter, that's my auntie. And my father's sister in Pakistan, she's still there in the village, strong, mashallah, healthy. Allah Azawajal grant her many more years of health and goodness, prosperity with Iman. She climbs the mountains. And she's well over 90 now, 94. Five generations she's seeing. Five generations below her she's witnessing. So alhamdulillah, when we ask the Hakims, what is the reason for such good health in such old age for these people? Simply from their own experiences, from those whom have advised them. We've come to them and they inquired, what is it that you have so good health? Over 100, they say, no, we eat farm food. Age is stipulated by Allah. But to gain that age with health, of course you have got to take some precautions, some awareness has to be in place with regards to your health. نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. Many people are deceived about two bounties. As-siha, it is wal-faragh, it is your health and your free time. These are two things which we trying as much to kill as possible. When it comes to our health, we don't take any precaution. We don't do any research what we're putting inside our body, the vaccinations, the tablets that we are taking. We just see, okay, they said this, we go ahead with it like what they are saying is 100%. And when you do a clear-cut study upon what they are feeding us with, then you realize, is this actually for any consumption? Forget human consumption, even animal consumption. That is why you will see sometimes you are leaving food behind, but the animals are not even going for that food because they even have senses. Ula'ika kal an'am. When your senses are not functioning appropriately, how it's supposed to be according to the Quran Sharif, taking heed, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions that these people are like cattle, balhum adal. Nay, in fact, rather, they are even more astray, more deviated. And this is where they are heading towards, trying to collapse your health, trying to collapse all these things and just put fancy slogans of health, whereas when you do the research, it's got nothing of that sort. That is why the Hakim said, the real Israeli is those on the shelves. They are killing us inside, in our own countries, not even just in Palestine, but there, what they are putting in those products, we have to become alert, aware. This is our health. We can't just be consuming. It is now time that we create this awareness, O Ummah, and we then start to create this products that is going to be of benefit to humanity, to society, instead of just feeding, digesting what they feed us with. So this all is important. وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. We said to you, النَّذِيرُ, this is an elderly person. النَّذِيرُ, the signs of old age. The signs of an old person. Grey hair These signs have come to you. It's on you. You don't need to see anything. The warnings are there. Just look in the mirror. It's there. My hair is turning gray. This is a sign I'm going closer to death. And this is what is mentioned in the Quran Sharif. أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse, verse number 37, did we not give you an age in your life in which lesson could have been learned by the one who wished to take a lesson? وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. And further, the warning had also come to you. The warning had come to you on yourself. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu and major mufassireen have mentioned this year, old age, gray hair, white hair, signs. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, we mentioned to you, he said that he was asked regarding sinning servants to beware is that of 60 years. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu has also said, given it 40. Another narration said 60. All of these are correct. These are signs to tell us. So that's one. A shaib. This is An-Nadhir yani ash-shayb. That's Ibn Kathir rahimullah is mentioned. If you go to the narration of Musnad Abi Ya'la, a beautiful narration. Khayru shababikum man tashabbaha bikuhulikum wa sharru kuhulikum man tashabbaha bishababikum. The best of youth, the most, you will say, the most virtuous of youth amongst you are those who emulates the elderly amongst you. وَشَرُّ كُهُولِكُمْ مَنْ تَشَبَّهَا بِشَبَابِكُمْ. And the worst of elderly people are those who emulate your youth. Can you see the difference? خَيْرُ شَبَابِكُمْ مَنْ تَشَبَّهَا بِكُهُولِكُمْ وَشَرُّ كُهُولِكُمْ مَنْ تَشَبَّهَا. مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِشَبَابِكُمْ. The best of youth from amongst you are those who emulate your elderly. And the worst of elderly are those who emulate the youth, your youth. And just have a look, introspect in yourself and have a look in society. Are the elderly emulating the youth or the youth emulating the elderly? Where are we based? The youth, when they try to emulate the elderly, they say you are being like an old person. Whereas Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had mentioned that the best of youth amongst you are those who emulate the elderly. Because what does an elderly person do? He takes much precaution. He's coming to the last portion of his life now. They are preparing the will. They are preparing all of this is in place, everything. Whereas imagine you as a youngster, you are doing that from now. You are preparing for your death. So these signs are from that young age, because amongst the people that are going to be under the shade on that day, which there will be no shade except the shade of Allah Azza wa Jal, is that youth who worships Allah. In your youth, at the prime time, you are using your energy, you are using your resources, you are using your faculties to get closer with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to build that close proximity. Because as you get older now, it becomes much more challenging, it becomes much more difficult. And when you are young and you worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you get older, and you can't do those very same actions, some go senile, some, you will still be recorded as doing those good actions, even though you are not performing it in your elderly, in your age, in this particular age of yours, because you made use of that youth. But what's the mentality of us as youth? We say no. As we get older, we will start to change. When those signs of, remember, وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ, when those signs of elderly, of seniority, of senior, of elderly, this gray hair and all this feebleness comes in, that is the time that we are going to start to change. But then it's too late, because then we cannot do much. Now is the time to invest, O youth. And for those who are elderly, take benefit from this hadith that we're going to come to now. One is the warning when you see around you and the elderly are trying with their hairstyles, with their dressing, with their ways, with their skinny jeans, with this, all of this, who are they emulating? The youth. This is the worst of use. And this is exactly what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. If you see the narration, now let's come to the virtues of white hair. There's a narration. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned this in narration of Tirmidhi. Man shaba shaybatan fil Islam kanat lahu nuran yawm al qiyamah. Whoever goes gray, whoever gets old, senior in Islam, that will be a nur for you on the day of Qiyamah. Look, this is now, we're giving you this side of it. Man shaba shaybatan fil Islam kanat lahu nuran yawm al-qiyamah. Narration of Tirmidhi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever grows old in Islam, kanat, whoever grows grey in whilst being in the state of Islam, condition Islam, kanat lahu nuran yawm al-qiyamah, this will be a nur for him on the day of Qiyamah. Another narration of Abu Ya'la. This is Hadith Qudsi. Hadith Qudsi, Yaqulullahu Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning, normally we say a sahabi is narrating that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. In Hadith Qudsi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Allah azza wa jal is saying. It's not Quran Sharif, it is Hadith Qudsi. This is what you term it. Yaqulullahu Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Inni la'astahyi min abdi wa ummati yushayyabani fil Islam u'adhibuhuma fil nari ba'da thalik. Allah says, I feel shy. Inni la'astahyi min abdi, from my servant and from my nation, yushayyabani fil Islam, he grows grey in Islam, he grows old in Islam, in a state of Islam. U'adhibuhuma, and I then, this nation, my servant, I punish them finnar, in the fire, ba'da dhalik, after that. I feel shy for my ummah, for my servant who grows old in the state of Islam, and then I have to punish him in the fire after that. So that narration, Abu Ya'la. To strengthen that narration, you look at the narration of Sunan Abu Dawud. Inna min ijlali, inna min ijlalillahi ta'ala, ikrama this shaybatil Muslim. So while it becomes so, the tone, the theme, the scene changes. You are suddenly gripped with fear because you are old now, and you've just heard that those amongst who are going to be under the shade of Allah are those who spend their youth in worshipping Allah. So now what can you do? You're reaching the end of your life. It's not too late. We share with you this incident, a colleague of ours, not something we heard from another book or we read from another person. We heard, no, this is something that we firsthand witnessed. A student, colleague with us in class, his father didn't mind that his two sons become Muslim. He didn't mind. He said, we'll even sponsor. His sons then, the one son who was with us, became Hafid and then completed his Alim course. He did the course. Right? Father sponsored all along. Didn't mind. He said, you go ahead. I'm not stopping you. Comes the day before he passes, the day he passes away, not even five full salah compulsory upon him. He's on the hospital bed. And we heard this, but I thought it was 3 days. When I confirmed and asked the colleague, he said, no, not 3 days, less than a day. 70 years was his age. Hypothetically speaking, if his father lived full 70 years, right? And that last day before the 365 or 360, whichever calendar you're looking at, that last day before he passes away, or on that day he embraces Islam, and there, from Shaqi, he goes to becoming Sa'id. From wretched becomes fortunate. If he lived and did whatever sins he did, that last moment counted, and now he becomes Muslim, successful, eternally. Eternally. For me and you, we have to worry that the last moment must not be that we go on the opposite side. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. Actions are judged according to that very last narration of Bukhari Sharif. So, what's that last moment going to be like? This is something that we need to be concerned of. When you look at these narrations, it gives you stark reminders. Now, he's on the hospital bed, probably not even in his senses, but at that time when he recited the kalima, he was in his senses. But I'm saying for the rest of the salah that was compulsory upon him, all of this, and here he leaves the world, doesn't even know properly how to perform salah, but successful. So never lose hope. لا تقنطوا برحمة الله. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah, because the stress, this concern, it can burn you to such a stage that you feel that it's over now. It's not over. We spoke to elderly people yesterday. They said, "We, never mind, we're going to put a plan forward to perform our qada salah." And they put a plan forward. Allah grant them tawfiq, an ability to do so. Everything, start winding up your actions. We always worried about estate. Part of estate, part of your actions is estate. But on the, we're saying the macro scale is your entire actions. Start winding them up. The kuffar, they looking at bucket list. We need to go here, we need to go there, we need to party here, we need to do this last bungee jump here, we need to do that skydiving there. That is because they have, all that they have is this worldly life. That is why you will see the Jews, specifically Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about them in the Quran Sharif, and literally when you speak to them today as well, they are very scared to die. Not even those in Israel, not even the soldiers we are speaking, because they are in those fortified buildings and they're playing with their drones, pressing buttons here, there. But when it comes to the guerrilla warfare, then they can't manage. Because these mujahideen, they are firm, they are stern, and they are focused in their task. But bring them there, let's go for this. Ground warfare. They can't manage. They struggle. They're scared for death. But they're used to playing games. That is why so profound, so apt is the Quran Sharif. Allah Azza wa Jalla addresses the Jews. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ هَادُوا. Say, O Jews. Say, O Jews. إن زعمتم أنكم أولياء لله من دون الناس، إن زعمتم أنكم أولياء لله من دون الناس، if you really believe that you are the chosen ones, that you are of the elite class, you're always moaning, groaning, Holocaust, anti-Semite, anti-Semitism, all of this, throwing, trying to make the world feel guilty for the crimes that you are perpetrating. You do the crime and then you attempt to make others feel guilty. You are the hijackers of the land. Allah Azza wa Jalla addresses you. And it's not all of you. Laysu sawa, they are not all the same. But Allah says, if you really believe that you are the chosen servants of Allah, you are the chosen friends of Allah, فَتَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتِ, then yes, the challenge, wish for death, in كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, if you are truthful, Allah gives the answer. It's like telling a child, do this, but I know you won't do it. I know you won't do it. وَلَا يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ أَبَدًا وَلَا يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ وَلَا يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. They will never ever wish. They will never ever wish. لَن normally means never ever. But here, وَلَا. Because أَبَدًا is coming thereafter. وَلَا يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. They will never ever wish for death because of what they have sent forth with their own hands. Look at the aptness I said to you about the Quran Sharif. They use their hands to press those drones. Very own hands. What they have sent forth, they know their crimes. That is why they're so scared, dead scared of death. Because of what they have done. You've got iman. So I'm saying to you, sometimes we're speaking and there's elderly people listening and they then become scared. They lose hope. That's not what you should be doing now. You should be filled with hope. Allah is so kind. Look at this narration I told you of Sunan Abu Dawood. Abu Dawood. Inna min ijlalillahi ta'ala ikrama di shaybatil muslim. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is out of the reverence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in respecting an aged Muslim. Allah honors you, respects you. This is something, people want to dye their hair, but some people, it's not that it's impermissible, or something, but some people say, I need to go to Allah with gray hair so that inshallah, because of this narration, that Allah Azza wa Jal said, or Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, that Allah Azza wa Jal honors, reveres a person who's gone grey, a Muslim who's gone grey, in his old age meaning. And the other narration, Hadith Qudsi, Abu Ya'la narration, Allah feels shy to punish such people. And narration of Tirmidhi, Man shaba shaybatan fil Islam kanat lahu nuran yawm al qiyamah. Whoever grows old in Islam, this will be a nur for him on the day of Qiyamah. And if you see further, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had mentioned, this is the narration of Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرًا مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرًا. One who does not show mercy to our young, our youth, he is not from among us. So the elderly to show mercy to the youth. Look at this relationship. وَيَعْرِفْ شَرْفَ كَبِيرِنَا, and does not recognize the honor of our elders. He's not of us. وَلَمْ يَعْرِفْ شَرْفَ كَبِيرِنَا, he's not from us. Who does not recognize the honor of the elders is not of us. Both ways, we're finding that there's a big gap between the elders and the youth. We need to fill that gap. How do we fill the gap? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is advising you, O Ummah, the youth, you have honor, respect for the elders. The elders, you have respect for the youth. Have mercy. That's what it means. Not respect, now you have to give them your chair and all of that. Respect means, it means having mercy. Rasulullah said, mercy. Who does not have mercy for our youth, for the young, he's not from us. So both ways, this is how this deen is going to spread. The elderly, they've got the experiences. Take the elderly of today. But they don't know how to function all these new techno world that we're living in. How to move around it. The elders who go for Hajj, ask them what a stress it is for them to function all these cell phones, and which they some never use. We living in South, but some come from villages. They didn't use cell phones in their lives. And now they reach, it's such a cumbersome, a difficult task to use to maneuver around all of this apps, and you have to log in this, log in that. It's difficult. So you need the youth. So you've got the experiences, and the elders need the youth because they know how to use all of this technology and all of this. Yeah. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq and understanding and the ability to for us to now fill those gaps. Like this, that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to have youth. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu used to have youth in his gatherings. Because that youth, he's looking, he knows current, what's how this operates, how that operates. You living way in that time, we don't use that anymore. Nowadays, you don't need to go get, stand in queues and get this item, that item. Just do it over the internet, you get your license registered, everything. Quick. See, now imagine an elderly person has to stand in those queues for your license discs and all of this. A youngster knows how to use the app, he knows how to, he just comes. I gave you another example the other day. I got stuck. The elderly uncle, he brought his car. Another youngster, when we say youngster, it means 30 as well. So he came, he said, no, we don't need the car. We've got this booster. It's got the battery with it. You don't need another car in case you get stuck on the road or somewhere and there's nobody there. How are you going to boost? You need another car. But this, see this device, this gadget, it allows you to use it. So now you have a mother or father, or rather let's say father, because we don't encourage the woman to drive and all of this. So the father is driving, and he is now, he gets, you purchase for him this gadget. What a nice thing. If he gets stuck, just uses it. He doesn't need another car. Independent, you don't have to go through that embarrassment of asking other people and all of this. So how easy. This we're saying, fill the gap. Allama Abu Sayri Rahimullah, going back to the stanza, and we'll finish this here. وَالشَّيْبُ أَبْعَدُ فِي نُسْحِ عَنِ التُّهَمِ. Wisdom in the advice of elders is far above suspicion. Meaning, the full stanza, إِنِّ اتَّهَمْتُ نَصِيحَ الشَّيْبِ فِي عَذَلِي. I regarded with suspicion the advice of the elders in reproaching me. وَالشَّيْبُ أَبْعَدُ فِي نُسْحِ عَنِ التُّهَمِ. And wisdom in the advice of the elders is far above suspicion. Meaning, I regarded these people as suspects, whereas they are well wishers. It just goes to prove nobody is going to assist me. I just love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much. May Allah azza wa jal grant that true love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that desire then should build on practicing upon the sunnah. This is true love for Allah then. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Chapter 3, verse 31, Surah Al Imran, wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. In our next, we'll just do a summary of all these 12 stanzas, and then we will move to the next chapter on the nafs. Interesting chapter on the nafs.